Hello, and thank you for joining Dylan McClure's Dilhweet Podcast. I just wanted to talk about a couple of things real quick as far as my growth peak and my journey and how I got to where I am today. So it all kind of started back in elementary school at Slater Elementary in Lakewood, Colorado. I always enjoyed school. I always had a great time in school, but academically is where I started to struggle. And I didn't realize it at first, being so young, you don't really think of that kind of stuff as trying to compete with your classmates and that kind of thing. But I realized a little bit later on that I was behind a lot of my classmates and I couldn't perform as well as they could in the classroom. So that was a huge problem for me and a very embarrassing obstacle that I had to overcome over time. It took a very long time to realize how to do it and how to keep up with everybody else. But in elementary school, playing for the Lakewood Tigers on the Pee Wee team, I always had to maintain good grades in order to play and not sit on the bench during games on Saturdays and that kind of thing, Carnation Bowls, all that fun stuff. So I had a hard time in school, but I had to get through it and stay on top of it. That way I could have good grades and be able to play football and be a kid and enjoy sports. But that kind of took away a lot of my time to study, a lot of my time to really focus on school and kind of have one thing that I need to focus on. So I kind of had my time split up in multiple places. And once I realized that I didn't enjoy school, maybe as much as my rest of my classmates, I started kind of pulling myself away from school because I didn't enjoy it. And I also had a hard time with it. So that alone kind of pushed me away. But once I started in sixth grade, I was still struggling a lot. And then I kind of moved up into middle school. And then that's when it really started to hit the fan for me. While I was in middle school, I was struggling kind of with the same thing. I just could not take down information. I could not put it down on tests and quizzes, when I needed it most to pass the class. So I started believing that I couldn't do it and I just wasn't going to be a good student. Kind of at the end of the day, it just wasn't my thing. But I had to push through it and I had a lot of people around me that supported me and kept pushing me to go further and explore pretty much everything that I could being that age. And I still played football during middle school and I enjoyed it so much. I played all the way until high school, but I enjoyed it so much in middle school. I had a lot of my good friends around and we always had fun playing games and all that kind of stuff. But I also started to get bullied a little bit during middle school, and I just really, school was just not a fun place for me during that time. So I went over to start training, and I started training in MMA, Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai, and kickboxing, and as well as MMA ground and pound. I kind of was starting to not like football a whole bunch, just because I was splitting my time up in two different places, like I said, so it was just kind of hard, being on one side of things and just being able to focus on one thing only. But I had started training and that was honestly the best thing I've ever done in my life. It opened a whole new world of what you can do if you put your mind to it. And like I said, I was starting to get bullied and picked on and that kind of thing. So I started training that way I could prepare myself if something happened. And it was just so fun to blow off steam, during matches and sparring and fighting and that kind of stuff. So I just enjoyed it a lot. And we were still living in Lakewood, Colorado at the time. And, a couple miles from my old elementary school. So I grew up in the same neighborhood my entire life, which was so awesome. I'm so thankful for that. Not being moved around all the time to different places. Because that, can tear a kid up a little bit. But while we were living in Lakewood, we had just so many things happen around just getting out of middle school, just going into high school as a freshman, just home life, not even really academically. I still struggled a lot during those times in school. I mean, every day was a struggle, but I still went and I still pushed and I got through it, which I'm proud of myself for. But as far as my home life, I had amazing parents, awesome little sister, fun times and good memories to have and good people to hang out with and that kind of thing. But the neighborhood was good when we moved in, you know, around elementary school and that kind of thing. But just as time kind of went on, the neighborhood just started going downhill. And crime rate and that kind of thing was going up. And there was just a lot of people, bad people that were kind of running around the neighborhood and causing havoc. So, you know, it's, that was just kind of one more thing to pull you away, you know, from the things that mattered the most as far as school, friends, sports, that kind of thing, which I all enjoyed, but, you know, once again, academically, I just wasn't the best. So, around sophomore year, I started realizing that I was probably not going to be able to graduate, just because I had such a difficult time every single day. But like I said, I kind of just had to push through it. And then junior year came around and I realized kind of what I wanted for myself and what I realized is what I needed to do to get through those kind of things and move on. That way I could graduate, get a good job, you know, some land and a nice little house, whatever. So I just kind of had to realize that that was something I had to do.